Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves, and I'm excited to have our friend of the show, Veronica Wolf from Best in Show Clothes out here on the West Coast. She's going to come join us, and we've been talking off and on. We're going to be talking off and on. Westminster Kennel Club's coming up. We had Denise Flame on talking about Queens and all the things to do in Queens. We have some other fun stuff for you guys. But I wanted Veronica to come and talk to us about how do we dress for the garden. And I still call it the garden. It still comes out, even though it's Westminster Kennel Club at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center in Queens. It still comes out the garden in my head. So what are great outfit choices? What are problematic outfit choices? All of that kind of stuff. Pure Dog Talk is proudly sponsored by Trupanion, medical insurance for the life of your pet. This year, give your buyers the gift of peace of mind with a special go-home day offer from Trupanion. This offer provides puppies with immediate coverage, so they're protected should they get into mischief in their new homes. Trupanion covers pets against unexpected accidents and illnesses with no payout limits, helping ease the financial burden when a pet gets sick or injured. Even better, Trupanion is able to pay the veterinarian directly at the time of checkout, which means less out-of-pocket for your buyers. You can get this special offer for your buyers as part of the Breeder Support Program. It's completely free to join and available for breeders in the US, Canada, and Australia. Getting started is quick and easy. Just follow the link on my partner page at puredogtalk.com to get started. I'm coming today to talk to you about Brilliant Pad, and it is amazing and an incredible way for me to do my potty training with the puppies and not ever have to touch any yucky stuff. Brilliant Pad literally rolls the mess up and you never touch it. So I really wanted to talk to you guys about that, share with you the experience I had with it. It's like the most amazing thing you've ever seen. Veronica is my go-to on this. So welcome, Veronica. I'm super glad you're coming back to talk to us some more.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on and being here. It's a lot of fun to chat with you and the audience. So
it is. And I really appreciate your insight because you talk to a lot of folks and help them with their appropriate attire. So go ahead. What's your thinking as you're getting people ready to go? Because I know people have been shopping. I know everybody's looking for that perfect Westminster suit. What's your good advice for folks?
Yeah, and there's also a lot of Spring Nationals coming on too, and those are, you know, very similar.
And so, and unfortunately, just a heads up, many of them at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, I have more than one friend who's going from one to the next, all out in that same area. So, you know, Westminster, it is the premier dog sport event of the year, right? Yep. It is. It is the second oldest sporting event in the nation, only behind the Kentucky Derby, and then only by 2 years. It's been going on since 1877. So you have to give some respect to the event. Very prestigious, limited number of dogs, the juniors are invitation only.
And this is a big anniversary year for juniors. Just a reminder to everybody, I know Westminster Kennel Club, I talked to Don Sturz a month or so ago, and he's very excited about making a really big production about juniors this year. And I'm very excited about that for them.
Nice. And we'll talk about them in just a little bit. Yep. So you have this prestigious event, but there's a few factors you need to consider. One is the events, of course. You know, and how do you get ready and how do you dress for Westminster? My first thought would be the way you get ready and appropriate for really any dog show. At any dog show, you're representing your breed. If you have a kennel, you're representing your kennel. If you're a handler, you're representing your client's dogs. If you're an assistant, you're representing your handler, right? So everybody should look professional, okay? So you need to have professional clothing. And you need to have all the support factors that we talked about in our first podcast.
You're going to be on national television by all possibilities.
You could be on national television. If you're not on national television, then I'm sure your breed's going to be on YouTube, right?
Yes.
So have those good shoes on. Have the good support wear on. Don't skip the pantyhose in this one. That kind of thing. But you also need to consider the weather. You need to consider the location. Everything's not indoors anymore. So let's run down a couple of those things. So I grew up in the East Coast. I have family in upstate New York.
Perfect.
The temperatures in May in New York are going to be 71 high day, 54 low. That's average. So if you've got an 8 a.m. ring time and now they're outdoors, right? Mm-hmm. You need to consider that. You need to dress appropriately for that 8 a.m. ring time if you've got to change later on because, woohoo, you made it to groups, then you can plan for that. But consider the weather. It can be humid and it can be hot in May also. So you'll want to consider that when you're debating between the, you know, Tahari suit versus the wool blend St. John. You know, what do you want to do? And then it can also be wet. The average rainfall in that area in May is 3.9 inches. To give you an idea, in Eastern Washington, that's like a quarter of our rainfall for the year. Yes. So it can be a wet month. So prepare for that. Bring a raincoat. You don't want to, you know, have that beautiful suit or a silk blend suit get water on it. So the weather, you need to consider the time of day. Once the schedule comes out, you need to consider for what you're wearing. And then you've got groups and the finals for juniors, moves indoors. I would say be mindful that that indoor carpet is green. You might want to consider what you're wearing with that. And
okay,
all this.
So what are the great colors against the carpet?
Well, I'd be careful of wearing a similar green.
One giant green blob. Yep. Okay.
Yes. Right. With that color, a lot of people love to wear purple to Westminster because Westminster's purple and gold. But then a lot of people are wearing purple, so you need to be aware of that. I think blue and green always go really well together, depending on your dog. If you're of the mindset that you prefer to really stay in the background, grays, blacks, and tans can go nicely with that color carpet. Certain red tones.
Don't you worry about looking like Christmas, though. That was...
Well, if you do the blue-based reds and not the orange-based reds, I think the blue-based reds, almost leaning towards burgundy, would be okay with that. But, you know, all this, keep in mind, in the backdrop, keep in mind what one female judge said to me, because I talk to everybody who comes in my booth and I ask them questions, especially the female judges. Keep in mind, as one judge said to me, I'm not looking at that end of the leash. So, yes, you're representing your dog, you're representing the breed, you're at Westminster, for goodness sakes, but still remember it's all about the dog, right? You want to present a very professional image without distracting from the dog, and that the dog should be the center of attention. I mean, if you love bling and you want to wear it, great, but it's not necessary.
Okay, this was my next question. Bling, yes or no? Like, where do we come down on the glitter, man?
Well, you know... Personally, I have never been a bling person, but there is a love of bling in the dog show world. Yes. And I sell a lot of bling in my online and in my booth. And, you know, I was just at a show and a lady's like, if I'm going to be out there, I'm going to be out there in bling. I'm like, all right, go for it. You know, it was her personal opinion. If you're not careful, I think it can be distracting. Another comment from another judge said, I really hate the rhinestone covered shoes. I find it very distracting from the dogs. So you might want to consider that, but that was just one judge's opinion, you know.
I actually think that's on point, Veronica, because you're trying to watch the dog move and the lights are like glittering off the sparkly shoes. You're like,
yeah, yep, yep. Particularly if the dog's running right beside you and not ahead of you like a German Shepherd, I could see how that could be a distraction. Or you're trying to watch the down and back and the person's right going along with it. So consider that. They're an awful lot of fun, but maybe not for this show. I think the glitter is just a personal taste, really. Mm-hmm. I think it is not necessary. So if you're someone who prefers not to have the glitter, or one person put with the bling comes cha-ching. So if you don't want to spend the money on it, or you just don't prefer it, totally not necessary. And juniors, Can I address you a minute? Because I have a junior. She qualified for Westminster. She has some other conflicts this year. But, you know, you or your parents do not need to go out and buy a $600 to $1,000 suit for this show. There are gorgeous Tahari lay suits, some other brands, Tahari, lay suit, Casper,
Jones. All those brands. I always love Jones New York.
New York, mm-hmm. Yep, and Klein, and Taylor. You can get beautiful suits that accentuate your dog that aren't St. John. And if you just have to have a St. John, make sure that it's age appropriate and it doesn't look like a St. John that should be on somebody maybe more my age. So again, you want to look your age. If you're young, you want to look young, professional, neat, clean, your hair back out of your face. So if you're bending over to stack that golden retriever, it's not falling down in your face, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's prestigious, but you don't have to wear or own or buy a St. John. Of course, I'd love to sell you one, but you know, it's not necessary. So.
I will cop to the fact that I showed dogs for 25 years. I did not purchase my first actual St. John brand suit until I quit showing dogs and started judging, because I'm like, hey, I can wear this and not have to get spit all over this incredibly expensive item. Yay!
Yes. Yeah.
A tack box and a pooper scooper around in my St. John. Like, I just can't get my head around it, but that's me. So.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, one of my favorite things I see at shows in our area is a jean jacket on women. I think they're incredibly versatile. I think they're durable, they're machine washable, they go with so many things. But this would probably be the show to leave that at home.
Yeah, I think the jean jacket and the vest that I see a lot of women showing in vests. And I get it. It's super versatile. It's super comfortable. But again, I think this is more of a let's go traditional, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, I would compare this to, are you having your friend over for dinner or is the president of the United States coming over for dinner? You know, prepare for the president of the United States kind of event. So.
Right. So the other thing that I wanted you to touch on really quickly, because we really didn't do this the first time. We did foundations. We did shoes. Talk to us about makeup. I think this is something that a lot of women, particularly young women, especially, everybody's got their own makeup style and everybody's got a thing. But talk to us a little bit about this from your perspective, from the perspective of someone who's in the industry of fashion and presenting yourself appropriately in the ring.
Well, and I think at some point you should address this too, because people are very interested in knowing what the judge thinks. Again, if you're young and you're not trying to cover bags under your eyes, you know, you're probably pretty good. If you think you're going to, or you know you're going to make it to the, for example, the junior final, and you're going to be in that ring and you're going to have lights on you and the cameras, maybe a little bit of blush and a little mascara, because the lights do tend to wash folks out, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But again, for young people, if you're 12 and you've got a full face of makeup, it just doesn't look appropriate. That's my personal opinion. You're a judge. You can speak to that.
I can speak to this as a judge, and I'm going to tell a story too. Okay, so you guys know how much I love stories. Back in the day, a young woman was borrowing one of my dogs to show at Westminster Kennel Club, and she was in the first round. It was the year that Ann Rogers-Clark judge best junior. And the thing that I remember the most about it, the thing that this young woman said to me at the time, how adamant that Ann Clark was about age appropriate dress and makeup and hair and all the things for the girls that were showing in juniors, that was a really big deal to her. And it's something that has kind of stayed with me. And I'm not going to tell some young woman that I didn't give her a placement because I didn't find her outfit or her makeup appropriate. But I can say that I am drawn to the children that are more focused on their dogs and their relationship with their dogs than they are on their outward appearance.
Mm.
That's how I would phrase it. And I will never forget that day. This young woman that was borrowing my dog made it to the finals, and she came out of the ring in tears. I'm going to go show my dog to God. That was, you know, she was so excited at the opportunity, and I went and bought her a whole new suit. I'm like, okay, fine. We went to Macy's and she got a whole new suit. So I'm saying, I understand it's really important to these young people, and I don't want to take away from it, but I just think that society has put an awful lot of emphasis on making young children have to appear much older than they are. And I don't think it's appropriate.
Yes. And honestly, you know, I don't know the youngest age of some of the juniors going, but that's a big struggle. I get these moms and kids coming to my booth all the time, 10, 11, 12 years old. We're looking for a suit. I'm sorry, they just don't make them that small because you never wear them. It's okay to wear the cute little ruffly dress and a little cardigan. That's fine. That's your age. There aren't business suits for a 000. They just don't exist, you know? And so a little skirt, a little cardigan, you look great. You look age appropriate. That's fine. And makeup on adults, I would say, you know, just, again, not distracting. You know, just whatever you need to do. What makes you feel confident and beautiful too, but more than anything, confident, because you need to walk in there confident. What makes you feel confident, great. Just make sure it's not a distraction, that sort of thing.
I just thought, you know, that's something we've never really touched on, and I think it's probably an important one to talk about.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute. All right, crew, check it. The results are in. And 96 of the 100 top all-breed show dogs in 2023 are fed ProPlan. The high-performance food is made with 30% protein and 20% fat to fuel the metabolic needs of an active, keenly motivated show dog while maintaining lean muscle. The owners and handlers of these top champions choose to feed ProPlan because it delivers concentrated nutrition to optimize oxygen metabolism for increased endurance, a pivotal part of campaigning a show dog. ProPlan promotes nutrition for joint health and mobility and for healthy skin and coat. The ease of feeding one of the ProPlan All Life Stages formulas that provide complete and balanced nutrition for puppies to senior dogs is an added bonus. Try ProPlan and see why more owners and handlers of top show dogs choose it. Visit Purina.com/ProPlan/dogs to learn more about the number one dog food of show dog owners and handlers in 2023. All right, you guys. Today's episode is sponsored by Clubistry, the leading club and membership management software designed to simplify administrative tasks, engage members, and establish a dynamic online presence for clubs of all sizes. With Clubistry, you can manage your club's website, memberships, applications, renewals, payments, events, roster, permissions, among many more features that will help your club thrive. If you didn't get a chance to listen to my conversation with the Clubistry team from December, make sure you go back and give it a check out. With many dog clubs already using Clubistry to manage their websites and memberships, you too can join for free today to discover how you can revolutionize your club's management and online presence. Visit clubistry.com to learn more and start for free today.
So let's talk about our boys and our men. Let's talk about the flip side of the coin here. So how are they going to do? I mean, I said before, I'm so jealous. You know, guys, here's my navy blue suit. It's my same navy blue suit I wear every week. You know, what can they do to kind of step it up and still be in their zone?
Well, I would make sure, first of all, that the color of your suit's appropriate for your dog. Obviously, if you've got a black lab, and I know the lab community is pretty laid back in dress, and you may normally be in a khakis and a polo, and that's fine. Just make sure you're not wearing black slacks, you know, because at some point you're going to be behind the dog. And unless you're trying to hide that top line, you don't want that.
Right.
So make sure the color's a good color with your breed. And the shirt, you know, like a button-up shirt like this, ask your partner, ask your spouse, ask a significant other, does the white look good on me? Or does it wash me out? Or does the blue wash me out? Because just in everybody, men, women, boys, girls, there are colors that brighten you and there are colors that wash you out. You know, the whole Color Me Beautiful from the 80s still exists. There's just different companies with different names now. But it is true. And so I would get an opinion because you don't want to look tired, sleepy, not
yellow,
maybe even ill. I mean, there are colors that make me look ill.
There are going into the things, if I put them on, I look like my liver's failing. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. And so check the color of your button-up shirt, and then ties. You can have fun with ties. You know, our booth now sells ties with rhinestones. You can get a tie with rhinestones. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, now that's fabulous.
Yeah, you can have a little sparkle, a little bling, catches
how
the
do you
light.
How do you think about bow ties? Because I personally love bow ties.
Bow ties look awesome. And the vest, if you want to step it up and do a three-piece with the vest, I think the vests are super sharp. I mean, I was at one national, and the handler, if I said his name, everybody would know it, was in a Spanish Armada military jacket with the gold. Well, he was going in the top 20, and it was stunning. Probably not appropriate
probably
for Westminster.
Over the top.
Yeah, you can't step it up with the vest, with the bow tie. I've seen young men invest in bow ties, and it's very sharp and handsome. Make sure you have, of course, appropriate shoes. And good shoes with support. Be careful with the slippery. Sometimes you get those leather soles on men's shoes. So just watch out for that and be careful with that. Make sure your socks don't clash.
I was going to say socks, because the one young man that worked for me, he had an absolute sock fetish. And I know it's kind of a thing. It's one of the few things that the guys can do to kind of jack it up a little bit. So what's your favorite way to show a little heel there?
Well, yeah, it's fun because there was a handler who used to be in our area, and he would always wear wild socks, and he'd go by the booth and like, what are you wearing today? And he'd pull up his pant leg, you know. Yep. He just had fun with his socks. And maybe, you know, the socks with wine glasses shouldn't go to Westminster this time, you know. But you don't want to break, you know. You don't want a navy blue slack and a green sock and a Cardivan shoe. You know, you want there to be, again, no distractions. And they're going to be looking down at your dog, and that's where your feet are. So try and make that like a solid line, a solid color as much as possible, just so there's not a distraction there.
I love that. That's a really smart observation. That's awesome.
So and belts. Make sure that you have a belt if you need it.
What about suspenders?
Yeah, suspenders are awesome.
I love suspenders. Is that like in or out right now?
Well, I don't follow men's fashion closely, but you know, when you have suspenders on and you have your jacket on, you can't even see them.
Right.
I think they're very sharp. I love the British look. I love the whole ascot thing. But suspenders are great. Anything that will stop you from tugging or, you know, make sure your shirt fits and your blazer fits.
And you can breathe with the buttoned top.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need to, this would be the show to go out and invest in something new. If you're still getting over that winter extra Thanksgiving, Christmas weight like I am, you know, you might want to invest in something new. So
one extra size up. Okay. Valid. All really good. A final thing that I thought of, not necessarily not for men, but specifically for women, manicures. Like my nails right now are really plain, but I'm a big fan of, if I'm going to have glitter, it's on my fingernails. So that's me. So talk to us about how you feel about our manicures. Anything we should avoid or anything that's particularly fun that you can think of on our manicures while we're getting ready?
Well, nails are obviously an artistic expression.
Yes.
And I think they're a lot of fun. One thing I want to, if we could touch on, is piercings before we get off too.
Oh, but, yeah. That's a really good one. Okay, that one's next. Body art and piercings.
It's a great fun thing to do. Mine are, you know, kind of the style right now is different patterns on different fingers, not just all solid. If you've never worn artificial nails before, don't do it at Westminster, because you'll get there, they'll drive you nuts, you'll have half of them pulled off before you show or broken off because you're not used to them. This isn't the place to start with that. If you want to do something fancy, go to gel nails. It's
gel
the length
nails
of your
nail.
Yep, they last a long time. You can't peel them. Well, I mean, you can peel them off if you try to, but they're not just going to pop off like an artificial nail can. So I would say if you're not used to them, don't suddenly do them for this, because it'll drive you crazy. The first time my daughter got them was for a special show, and they drove her crazy the whole weekend. because she just wasn't used to it. And they should be length appropriate to be able to groom and show your dog. If you can't show the bite because your nails are too long,
Nancy Martin is the only person in the world that ever got away with 3-inch nails showing dogs. So I'm saying, let's not make that a thing.
Right. So you need to be able to do what you normally do, feel great in them. It's an area where you can have some expression and have some fun, and I don't think it's too distracting. So I think that's a personal preference. Just don't do anything new. Don't go out and get a brand new haircut and then realize you hate it, because then you're going to be, you know, stick with what you know for this event.
New shoes. Oh, dear God. Do not wear new shoes to Westminster or to Orlando, but never, ever, ever, ever start out a brand new pair of shoes at one of these big shows. Promise.
Get them a month early and wear them around the house. If you don't want them to get dirty, wear them around the house.
Yeah, you got to wear them, though. You can't just walk right in. It is not even the best fitting shoe. You're going to be really sad if you try that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think a really good point, one I don't think about, I barely had to be drugged to get my one ear piercing when I was in college, but definitely body art and piercings. How do we feel about them? Where are they? How are they? How do we handle them?
And again, this is really a good judge feedback question. Piercings are hugely popular. One of my daughter, I've lost count of how many she has. She's extremely artistic. She's very talented, very bright. But the judging population is older. And so there's a lot of body art. One of the handlers I know has specifically said, hey, when you can find long sleeve things for me, because I'm trying to cover some lower arm tats.
Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of people do them. They're very acceptable in society now, but maybe if you have 12 on your ears, multiples on your nose, I personally would probably downplay it a little bit at Westminster. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. I'm not a judge. Mm-hmm. I just really like older people, and I know them, and I know a lot of them, and a lot of them don't understand the whole piercing thing. I think you'd have better luck with tattoos, really, than a lot of facial.
Kind of depends. Depends. So now here's my Judgy McJudgy answer to that one. Again, it's going to be the same thing. I'm not going to tell some child or some person that I beat them because I didn't like their tattoos or their earrings ever.
Right.
But if that's all I see, then I'm not looking at your dog and I'm not watching your performance.
Yes.
So think about that piece. If drawing attention to yourself is what you're accomplishing with whatever particular item of self-expression you have, you might not be doing yourself a favor in the show ring, whether it's the junior's ring, the breed ring, or any other place.
Right.
I have a very good friend who's a handler who has full sleeve tattoos and had a judge tell her literally that he beat her because she had full sleeve tattoos. Like, that's just not okay in my world, but it's out there. So awareness, you know, it's terrible to say, but how we present our dogs matters. And again, if you're distracting the judge's attention with something that isn't about your dog or your performance,
right,
you're not doing yourself any favors. How's that?
I guess you could ask yourself, and this is different now than it was, you know, 20 years ago. But if you were going into a high-end corporation like Lockheed or Northrop Grumman for an interview.
IBM. Think IBM, y'all. I'm just telling you. It's the ultimate
Or the younger, IBM. Yeah, not even, can't even say Google because they don't dress up. But yes, think old school interview, high-end corporation, or you're going in for sales and you know you need to look sharp. That's how you need to go into here. Look sharp, but nothing that's distracting. You have competition. It is about your dog.
Yes.
Focus your time and your energy on working with your dog, presenting your dog, but, you know, make sure that it's not distracting and make sure you have an emergency kit. Boy, if I had $5 for every time I gave out a safety pin, I would be rich. I could stop my booth. Bring the number one things asked for me, a sewing kit. I don't know how many buttons I've sewn on for people, free of charge. Safety pins, extra nylons, extra pantyhose, extra.
Bring nylons. 6 pairs of nylons. I promise y'all, even if they got new and better carpet like Dawn promised me, It's not great. I shredded three pairs of nylons the last time I showed at Westminster.
Yep.
So I'm saying,
if you're wearing a black skirt, wear black tights. They hold up better than pantyhose, you know. And there are now light different. There are different flesh tone tights that you can get that aren't just hose. So have extra air, have extra shoes, have moleskin in case you get a blister in your foot, have Band-Aids. You know, you have an emergency kit for your dog. I know you do. Make an emergency kit for you. Bring that raincoat or umbrella. Bring all those extra things.
An extra pair of shoes, because if it's raining and you have to get from your grooming area to the ring through the mud puddles, and you've bought that super beautiful pair of shoes that you haven't even worn out of the house until today, and it's a downpour, you're going to cry if you have to walk through a mud puddle in them.
And New York can get thunderstorm downpours, and you can be soaked in 2 minutes. So
easily.
Yep. You know, have those spare shoes. Be prepared for humidity with clothing, makeup, hair. Yeah.
As I tell my hairstylist, really, I'm just a swirly water dog. That's all I am.
Yes. My whole family.
It's just like, you know, I make it look like this, but that's not what it really looks like. And if you want it to stay looking like this, you need the special anti-humidity hairspray, I promise you.
Yes. Yes. It is humid back there. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is great. I think we covered a lot of ground here. Anything else other than good luck, y'all? I'm super excited to see everybody out there.
It sounds like it's going to be a great time. I love the fact that they have a special juniors event going on. We didn't really touch on hair, but just the main thing is neat and out of your face. You know, if you're bending over, be mindful of that. You don't have to go and get a $100 hairdo with multiple braids and, you know, gold pins in it, but look nice. So have fun and enjoy your dog, right? A lot of feedback to my daughter over the
years. With the very best dog in the world in your mind. You're going to leave with the very best dog in the world in your mind.
Yep.
That's all. That's it.
Yep. It's all about that relationship.
Deep breath.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Veronica.
Take care. Have fun, everyone.
All right, crew. I hear from folks pretty much daily asking for a specific topic or for a series of podcasts on a topic. So ask and you shall receive. I've done all the hard work. I've sorted, searched, and compiled 8 different albums from the archives on our most popular topics. And when I say there's a podcast for that, I ain't just a woofin. Getting yours today is super simple. Just jump on puredogtalk.com/store and click the PDT albums image. And when you're in there, you're going to find a collection of veterinary voices. You're going to find a collection for breeding and whelping hands-on. You'll find Pure Dog Talk University on dog breeding. Love the breeds. Up your game. Owner handlers, the interviews, events and sports. There is so much there. And once you're in those links, you'll be able to read the details of the topic. For a special introductory price of $1.99, you get a link to dozens, up to more than 100 episodes on these specific topics. And while you're there, if you or a friend or family member are just getting started, even just starting a search for your first well-bred, purebred dog, you can also check out Auntie Laura's Beginner's Guide to Show Dogs at puredogtalk.com/book to get the foundational Pure Dog Talk episodes with bonus tracks. So hop on it, y'all. These special prices will not last.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk.
Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.